Light. What comes to mind when you hear the word? Illumination? Daytime? Sunshine? Light bill? JPS? Well, if it's any of the last two, then spend 5 minutes with us at the Jamaica Public Service Company presents Power Connection.
Maisie, oi, you inside?
Yes, Daphne, I'm here.
Is what you cook today, Maisie? It's lunchtime and my belly just knows it.
Daphne, why you must always do this, though, eh?
Do what, Maisie?
Just turn up hungry and expect that near food.
Maisie, you and I both know that feeding the hungry is what you do best. So just give me sitting for eat, please.
Isa, only you, Daphne. Only you.
Maisie, you hear about the new JPS initiative, right?
No, but me sure no say you have. And I can bet before you leave here today, I will be well informed.
You know, you can always depend on me to keep you up to date with things, right?
So what's the latest with JPS?
Well, they launched one new metering system named Pay As You Go, PAYG.
Really? So that going to work like how it's sound?
Well, on, before me continue to talk, Maisie, why am I still hungry?
All right, come, make we go in the kitchen.
Maisie, that tastes good, me not tell no lie. Well, like always, hey.
Thank you, Daphne. Coming from you, that means a lot.
Yeah, Tande. Well, you know, you can't always depend on me to tell you as it is. Not true. If it ain't as good, mood and tell you same way.
Yes, of that I can always be sure. So, Daphne, what was that you were telling me earlier about JPS?
Well, as Mina said before, JPS launched a new pay-as-you-go metering system, PAYG.
I think I like the sound of that.
Yes, me love, JPS is introducing prepaid electricity service as part of them strategy for help customer take charge of them energy use and manage how much them pay for electricity.
And that, Daphne, is a very good thing.
But of course, PAYG metering is a growing energy management tool in the utilities industry. Lord, me love when me read them, I can say things to sound right, is it? And it is growing in this region as well, so JPS is keeping very up to date.
I like that. I like that they're ensuring that we here in Jamaica keeping in step with the trends.
Atio.
So where it going to happen, Daphne? All over the island?
No, Maisie. Them technically test the prepaid meter with a control group of customers in Portmore, St. Catherine.
Oh, so it's only that area going to get it?
Well, because the technology has been deemed sound and viable for that environment, a pilot is being looked at to be extended to St. Catherine, Kingston and St. Andrew.
Oh, well, I can understand that. So you know how many people can get it, Daphne?
Well, according to JPS, them about 2,000 prepaid meters already. So I guess that's as many people that will be able to be part of the pilot.
So Daphne, you want to be a part of the pilot?
Well, Maisie, you know me always willing to try anything that allow me to have control over what happened in my house. But this time it got past me because I don't have 220 volt. I mean, you say if you have 220 volt for qualify.
Oh, poor you. Well, I have 220 volt, and as how I like to budget, I think it will be good for me to get it.
Well, I guess you could do it, and then you couldn't tell me how you and it work out.
But Daphne, suppose me run out of credit. The house will end up without electrical service, and me things in the fridge likely to spoil. I am not too sure it's such a good idea after all.
Maisie, that won't happen.
What will prevent it from happening?
The way all the system work. Because before you run out of credit, the meter will alert you with a beep. And it will make you know you only have 5 kilowatt hours leave. That is about 1 day worth of service.
So it won't just cut off like how some prepaid phone cut off?
No, sir. It's not going to do that, Maisie. Come on, man. While it works like prepaid phone service, meaning so you can purchase as much credit as you like and top up anytime you want, unlike with the phone, the JPS customer have little risk of running out of credit because of the customer interface unit that is the CIU.
Is what that? And how you know about it?
Because, Maisie, my dear, I read. And it did in the Sunday paper.
Achoo?
Yes, it were. And it explained that based on how the CIU work, which by the way look like a security alarm keypad, and is installed in the house of those who get the PAYG meter, it beep when 5 kilowatt hours leave per the meter.
Oh?
Yes, and like I say, that is a average of 1 day energy.
I like how it sound. I'm going to try it.
Join us again next time for another in the series, Power Connection. Brought to you by the Jamaica Public Service Company Limited, changing lives with our energy.
The proceeding was brought to you in time allowed for government broadcasts.